感谢主持恩典啊！我们今年从昨天开始呢，我们有两位新的神学生在喜乐都教会啊，要接受三年的训练。
Thank God for God's grace that I'm starting this week. There will be two new GTP students that will be studying here for the next 3 years.
啊，所以啊，一位是从我们美国凤凰城教会的杨弟兄。
And one is from Phoenix Church, Brother Yang.
另外一位是英国奥卢顶教会的陈弟兄。
And one is Brother Chin from Elgin Church.
啊，所以他们两位啊要加入我们原有的两位的神学生。
And so these two will be added onto our two current TTP students.
我们去年也是有四位的神学生在这里受训。
So last year we have four TTP students training here.
那一位姐妹已经结束她的训练开始在工作。
And so one sister has completed her training and is now working.
那另外一位弟兄他完成他的上课的所有的课程现在回到台湾去实习。
And one brother has finished the classes and is now completing his internship in Taiwan.
那我们现在旧的两位神学生就是 Francisco 弟兄跟Jessica 陈姐妹。
And so the other two TTP students are brother Francisco and sister Jessica.
那 Jessica 姐妹最后一个学期在这里特别接受有关于中文教育方面的训练。
And so this is the last semester for sister Jessica as she is studying religious education.
那所以因为她是特别的另外一班在上课，所以基本上我们有两个两班在上课的。
And so her classes so there's two classes going on right now during.
那所以现在的神学生呢，三位他们一起上课。
And so the other three theological students have class together.
那Jessica 姐妹的课是大部分是用网络的方式在进行，因为是只有一个学生。
And for Sister Jessica, most of her classes are online because there's only one student.
所以我们很感谢神，我们基督教会现在还是有四位神学生在这里跟我们一起来学习，一起来侍奉。
And so we thank and praise God that we still have four TTP students here at Cerritos Church.
那我们这个三个神学生他们上课总会安排科传道来这里上课。
And so for the three theological students studying, USG has invited Pastor Pastor Ko to be their instructor.
那所以他们从这个学期开始有三年的训练。
So starting from this year, there will be 3 years of training.
那我们基督教会呢，能够承接这个工作，很感谢主给我们这个机会这个侍奉 的恩典。
And we praise and thank God that Cerritos Church has this opportunity to serve.
那所以神学生在这里受训的期间呢，很多事情需要弟兄姐妹一起来参与，所以我们特别利用这个聚会的时间，举开这个开会室。让我们弟兄姐妹一起来参与这个圣工。
So as the theological students are studying here, there will be holy work for the Cerritos members to help out with. So this is why we have the opening ceremony during service time.
那当然，他们也可以跟我们一起来服侍神。
Of course, they can serve the Lord together with us.
相信他们这段时间就像我们基督教的信徒一样。
And at this time, they are just like all the Cerritos members.
可以参与各种圣工。
And can participate, take part in various holy works.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要抓住这个机会有神学生在我们这个地点的时候，好好的跟他们能够互相的团契，能够认识他们，为什么他们愿意献身。来做专职的侍奉。
So for brothers and sisters, we can take this opportunity to get to know the theological students and to ask them how come they offer their life in this to serve God.
我们现在在读经信读经的时候，我们在读《使徒行传》。
And currently, we are studying the book of Acts in our reading.
那我们在读《使徒行传》的时候，我们会发现教会的发展跟工人是有关系的。
And we will find that as we're reading the book of Acts, that the development of the church is related to the workers.
教会成长的时候，如果工人不足教会就会出现许多的不同的声音。
And as the church is growing, if there's not enough workers, then there will be complaining that you'll hear in the church.
那其实是因为没有每一件事情有一些事情没有人去照顾，所以就有一些人被忽略， 因此教会就产生一些不同的声音出来。
And it's because there are people who have been neglected, and as a result, you'll hear these voices.
但是使徒行传第六章，使徒他们因着神的感动，他们发现需要更多的专职的人加入这个服事的行列。
However, in Acts chapter 6, the apostles realized that they need more workers to serve.
所以使徒行传第六章他这样说。
So in Acts chapter 6, it says.
我们现在请看使徒行传第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
第六章，当时候使徒他们建立要拣选一些人出来服事。
And so in chapter 6, the apostles were going to select some workers to serve.
第六章的第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
他们从众门徒当中选出七个。
So among the brethren, they sought, found four men.
他们都是有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。
They are of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
这七位就加入了原来十二位使徒一起来服事众信徒。
And these seven were added onto the 12 apostles to serve the members.
因着他们的加入，让使徒可以专心的以祈祷传道为事。
And so, through their addition, the apostles could focus on prayer and ministry to the world.
当这些人开始侍奉的时候，教会就兴旺起来了。
And once they started serving, the church began to grow.
所以第七节就说神的道就兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷。门徒数目加增了甚多，也有许多祭司信从这道。
And in verse 7 it says, Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith.
就让我们看到，今天我们教会需要更多的工人。
So this tells us, lets us know that the church needs more workers.
我们这些服事的人，如果都能够像这里所说的，真的都是被圣灵充满。
And if the workers are able to be like what is recorded here, full of the Holy Spirit,
能够有充足的智慧
and are able to have abundant wisdom,
也能够有好名声
and they have a good reputation.
其实这个就是说，这些人真的是具备有灵德、灵知、灵力这几个特质
And this is that they have a lot of spiritual strength and power.
他们有 spiritual 的那个 virtue.
Oh, and they have spiritual virtues.
有灵力属灵的能力。
And spiritual power.
有属灵的智慧。
And spiritual wisdom.
那这个就是今天我们在训练的时候我们的重点。
And so this is the main purpose and focus of our servitude.
那我们的 training.
Oh, training.
那最后呢，就是要能够成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
And so at the end, we can be a testimony for Jesus Christ.
所以你看，这七位被选出来之后
，And so after these seven were chosen,
他们就成为有大有信心的人了。
And they became people with great faith.
他们又得到从圣灵来的智慧跟能力。
And they received power and wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
他们就勇敢的为基督耶稣做见证。
And they very courageously testified about Jesus Christ.
甚至都不惜牺牲生命。
And they were even willing to sacrifice their life.
他们就成为神国的勇士。
And they all became spiritual warriors.
他们看见天开了。
And they saw heavens open.
看到耶稣基督的荣耀。
And they saw the glory of Jesus Christ.
所以虽然这些被训练过的工人被选从万中挑出来的工人，最后为主牺牲生命。
And so out of these workers that were selected among all the brethren, they sacrificed their life for the Lord.
因着他的牺牲，却造就了后来教会大大的兴旺。
And through their sacrifice, however, the church was greatly edified and grew.
让更多地方能够建立起主耶稣基督的这个身体上的教会。
And so that there can be even more places where the church can be established.
所以我们看到工人非常的关键。
So we can see how important workers are.
我们今天很期待我们弟兄姐妹能够有这样同样有这样的心智。
And so we really hope that brothers and sisters can have the same type of heart.
当主的呼召来到的时候，我们愿意能够效法这两位新的神学生。
And that when God's when we hear God's calling, that we could be like the two theological students.
我们勇敢的回应主的呼召走上专职侍奉这条路。
And to bravely walk and serve the Lord completely.
我们所以我们接下来我们请我们美国总会的代表，就是我们梁传道来为神学生讲一些勉励的话。
Next, we're going to invite the USGA representative, Pastor Liang, to give a few words of encouragement to the students.
接着梁传道就是请柯传道，他是我们的讲员的代表。
After Pastor Liang will be Pastor Ke, who is the instructor.
最后我们请李志士来代表我们基督教会来欢迎，也来感谢我们神学生总会给我们这个机会，然后来服侍他们。
And lastly, we'll invite Deacon Lee to encourage and welcome the TTP students.
我们现在请梁传道。
Let us invite Pastor Liang.
奉主耶稣圣名。在这个地方讲话。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们感谢主，我们今这次有两位弟兄来参加我们的传道班训练。
And we praise and thank God that we have two brothers that have joined the theological seminary.
英国总会他们打算要增加传道到十个，现在有六个。
And the UK GA wants to have 10 pastors. Right now they have 6.
那美国总会，我们希望传道能够增加到15个。
And for USGA, we hope that we can have 15 ministers.
那现在有11个。
Right now we have 11.
再过五六年，大概剩9个。
And in 5 or 6 years, we only have 9.
所以我们非常缺乏工人。
So we are very lacking of workers.
那这几年一直都很难招到工人。
And these past couple of years have been difficult to recruit workers.
所以我们看到有弟兄要来报名来参加传道班训练，来专职服侍神非常的感谢神。
And so when we see brothers who are willing to sign up for TTP and also to serve the Lord full time is
圣经说
thank you, God for it.
事情的终局强如事情的起头。
And the Bible tells us the end of the matter is better than its beginning.
从昨天开始是全职侍奉的开始。
And so from yesterday beginning is the beginning of our full time servitude.
但是我们能够侍奉到退休的那一天。
However, if we're able to serve until the day that we retire,
能够侍奉到我们离世那一天。
And the day that we pass away,
这就强如我们在这里开始我们的全职侍奉。
And this is greater than when we start our ministry.
那为着要让终局比我们的起头更好，所以我想用一节圣经节互相勉励。
And so in order for our the end to be better than the beginning, I would like to use a verse to encourage.
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音。
Mark.
马可福音的第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
34节。
Verse 34.
第八章34节。
Chapter 8, verse 34. 34. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
我们要跟从主耶稣才能够侍奉主耶稣。
We have to follow Jesus Christ in order to serve him.
没有跟从他就没有办法侍奉他。
If we do not follow him, then we cannot serve him.
主耶稣开始传道，叫门徒选门徒来跟从他。
And when Jesus Christ began his ministry, he called disciples to follow him.
那到他要升天以前，叫门徒去传福音。
And before he ascended up to heaven again, he called told the disciples to preach the gospel.
这个中间有三年。
So in between there are 3 years.
好像我们在这里训练大概有三年。
Just like how we are here for training for 3 years.
那这三年在做什么？
However, what are we doing in these 3 years?
如果再讲简单，就是跟从主。
If we put it very simply, is to follow the Lord.
来跟主耶稣学习怎么做门徒。
And to learn from Jesus Christ on how to be a disciple.
为着跟从我们在这个训练当中最重要就是要把主耶稣摆在我们做 目我们的前面。
And so in order to do this, we have to place Jesus Christ in the before us.
啊，有时候是透过讲员，让我们对主耶稣认识更清楚。
Sometimes it's through the instructor that we can come to know Jesus Christ more.
有时候是我们自己读经祷告，对主耶稣有更清楚的认识。
Sometimes it's through our prayer and Bible reading we can come to know Jesus Christ.
那我们不断的自我调整，啊，这样来啊，以主做榜样。
And so we continue to examine and change ourselves and follow in Jesus Christ's example.
所以如果我们一直都把主耶稣当我们的目标这样来跟从。
And if we continue to put Jesus Christ as our goal,
我们的方向就不会偏了。
And then our direction would not change.
我们就可以跟着主耶稣最后升到天上。
And we can follow Jesus Christ until we go into heaven.
所以这是最难的一点。
This is the most difficult part.
为什么？
Why?
因为下面有提到，如果要跟从主，第一个要舍己。
And because it says in order to follow, you have to deny himself.
好像旧约时代献祭，要把牛羊杀死，然后剁成块，要剥皮。
Like in the Old Testament, where you have to cut up this offering and to peel off the skin.
已经看不出来这是哪一头牛了。
And you can already not even tell that what part of this animal is.
所以我们在教会里面不是要凸显个人。
So in the church, we are not trying to show ourselves.
这是社会的特色。
And that is a only for the society.
在教会里面是要凸显主耶稣。
In Jesus Christ, in the church, we need to show Jesus Christ.
那这个就是要舍己。
And this is what it means to deny yourself.
所以舍己是非常重要的一个功课。
And so to deny ourselves is a very important homework.
那第二个就是背十字架。
Second is to take up the cross.
这个十字架在主耶稣来讲是苦悲。
And for Jesus Christ, this cross is bitter.
但是对我们来讲，侍奉神当然有它甘甜的一面。
However, for us, when we serve the Lord, it is bittersweet.
但是也有受苦牺牲的一面。
However, there is also sacrifice and suffering.
比方说我们这一次为着签证的原因，所以我们六个学期135会在美国，246会在英国和欧陆。
And so in order to help out with the immigration, semesters 1, 3, and 5 will be in the U.S. and 2, 4, 6 will be in the U.K.
那一次离家3个月。
So every time you are away from your home for 3 months.
这是一个相当大的挑战。
This is a very great difficulty.
这个就是舍己的一部分。
And this is what it means to take up, to deny himself.
所以我们要舍己。
And so we need to deny himself.
每一件事情，第一个想就是神要我怎么做。
And however, the first thing we need to think about is what does God want me to do?
而不是我个人有什么理想。
And it is not what we ourselves think.
那背十字架，
so to take up his cross，
这样来跟从他，
to follow him。
所以我们在这个 TTP 训练就是做门徒。
And so as in this TTP training, we are a disciple。
跟主耶稣。
We are to follow Jesus Christ。
那在学习当中是静态的。
And so in learning, we are calm。
就是从圣经学习，然后反省，一直在改变。
And so we learn from the Bible and we continue to reflect and change ourselves.
等我们出来之后，这是动态的。
And so when we go out and serve, then that is active.
因为每个教会，每一个人都不一样。
Because every person, every church is different.
我们要寻求神的旨意。
We need to seek after the will of God.
神的带领。
And his guidance.
这样来带领教会跟信徒的灵性。
In that way, we lead the church and the spiritual growth of the church.
那这样舍己背十字架，我们就可以走到底。
And if we deny ourselves and take up the cross, then we're able to follow to the end.
我们的一生就非常非常有价值，非常有意义。
And our life will have purpose and meaning.
感谢主我们两位愿意来侍奉神。
And we praise and thank the Lord that there are two that you that are willing to come and serve.
因为我们训练中心盖好，所以对 Cerrito 教会来讲也分担了侍奉的责任。
And after having built the training center here in Cerrito Church, so Cerrito Church has to take on this burden.
从另一方面来讲，也是一种恩典。
And it, however, on the other hand, it's also a blessing.
因为我各地不同的讲员在这个地方跟我们分享他们 对道理的认识、服事的心得。
Because there are various instructors from all over the world that will come and share their messages with us.
我想读一段圣经哈，《约翰三书》。
So I would like to read a passage in Third John.
约翰三书的第五节。
Third John chapter verse 5.
第三书第五节。
Third John chapter 5. Chapter
3. 亲爱的，请读。
Verse 5.Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers.
那第六节。
Verse 6. Who have borne witness of your love before the church, if you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well.
第七节。
Verse 7. Because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles.
第八节。
Verse 8. We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth.
这里说像做客旅的弟兄所行的都是忠心的。
And here it says that whatever we do towards strangers is faithful.
那到底做什么？
So what do we need to do?
第六节。
In verse 6.
他们在教会里面证明你们的爱啊。
And they are bearing witness of your love.
所以我们过去几届在 Cerritos 训练。这个就是 Cerritos 教会爱心的明证，有很具体的表现。
And so for the past couple of semesters, we can see this is the love of Cerritos Church.
侍奉是辛苦的，但是侍奉是一种恩典。
To serve is difficult, however, it is also a grace.
所以第七节
So in verse 7,
他们是为主名出外，对于外邦人一无所取所以我们这个 TTP 的学生是为着主的原因离开家庭，从外邦没有得到什么来帮助 support。
And so for our TTP students, they are doing this for God's name, and they are not receiving anything from Gentiles.
第八节
Verse 8.
要接待这样的人叫他们与你们一同为真理做工。
We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth.
所以当我们用爱心来接待这些神学生我们也能够分享侍奉的恩典。
And when we use love to receive these theological students, we are also able to receive the grace that comes from that.
所以愿神纪念我们希瑞都教会的爱心。
And may God remember the love of Cerritos Church.
求主带领祝福我们这次的神学生。
And may God continue to guide and watch over the theological students.
Hallelujah, 奉耶稣圣名来跟神学生分享我自己的经验。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share my experiences with the theological students.
我开始当神学生的时候
When I was a theological student,
要去哪个地方都不用自己联络，人家就会来接。
I didn't need to contact anyone to go anywhere because they would come and pick me up.
一到那个地方，人家床都准备好了。
And when I go to a place, then the bed is already been prepared.
那吃饭也不用想说要去吃 In-N-Out 还是要吃麦当劳。
And I don't have to think about whether or not I would eat In-N-Out or McDonald's.
我忽然想说，怎么不一样呢？
And then all of a sudden I thought, how come it is different?
我又看看自己也一样秃头，也没有长出头发。
And I looked at myself and saw that I was bald and I did not grow any hair.
我才发觉原来可能别人看到我后面有一只老虎。
And it is because people saw that behind me was a lion.
我看自己还是一只狐狸。
And I saw that I was a fox.
我就知道小心。
Then I knew I have to be careful.
那当传道之后。
After becoming a pastor,
各处去看，有一些人就是不是主内的，然后他有时候你说你是真耶稣教会，他就真耶稣教会。
And so some people who are not in the church, when you tell them that you are from True Jesus Church, they'll say True Jesus Church.
甚至有一次过美国关的时候，他说你做什么？我说我是传道。
And one time when I was going through immigration, they asked me, what do I do? And I told them, I'm a pastor.
哦，他就好像很尊敬的感觉。
And it seems like they were very respectful.
那他蛮有信心说，按哪个教会啊
？And then they asked, "Oh, which church?"
我说真耶稣教会。
And I told them True Jesus Church.
应该不是我英文不好，应该是他听不懂到底这是什么教会，因为他可能从一生可能没听过这个。
And for I mean, it might not because of my English, but because he has never heard of our church's name.
那他重复一次说真耶稣教会。
And so then he said, "True Jesus Church."
他就那个平常都这样盖，他那很大力啊。但我说谢谢。
And he stamped the book really hard, but I said thank you.
虽然他把我看成小狐狸啊。
So even though he saw that I was a small fox.
但是我也不怕，因为我后面有老虎。
I was not afraid because behind me is a lion.
所以，那我自己在想。
And so I was thinking for myself.
人家对你那么好。
If people are so good to me,
真的，把最好都给你吃啊。
They give you the best to eat.
餐厅老板他给客人吃都是最让客人吃到最迷的，可能有很多油啊，很多味精啊，让你能够再来。
And so, for a restaurant owner, they will give you the most oiliest and more food so that you will come again.
那但是呢，教会就不一样啊，他给你最健康的。
However, in church is different. They give you the healthiest.
为什么会这样子
？Why is that?
那三个经节。
Let's turn to three verses.
刚刚有一个被梁传道讲了，我看马太福音十六章二十四节。
And so one of them was taken by Pastor Liang. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 16:24. 16:24.
路加福音九章二十三节。
Luke chapter 9:23.
就讲到舍己。
And it all talks about denying himself.
加拉太书一章四节。
Galatians chapter 1:4.
二章二十节。
2:20.
以弗所书五章二十五节。
Ephesians 5:25.
三节三比三。
3 verses.
都是讲舍己。
All talks about denying himself.
我在想，我有没有舍己
？And so then I was thinking to myself, have I denied myself?
啊，耶稣舍己。
If Jesus Christ has denied himself,
哇，两个一样伟大嘛，是不是
？Then that means that we are both great.
啊，其实你把那个打出来，其实不一样啊。后来才晓得，哎呀，原来我还是小狐狸一只。
And however, if you put these verses out, we can see that actually, no, I am still a small fox.
舍己你给什么东西啊
？Denying yourself, what are you giving?
其实这个舍己，耶稣是给东西。
Because Jesus Christ, this for this denying, Jesus Christ gave.
耶稣把他自己的英文应该念一下哈。
And for Jesus Christ gave himself.
他给他把他那为了我们，他把他给我们了。
He has given himself to us.
耶稣有货，他可以给我们。
He has things that he can give us.
我们呢？
But what about us?
你不要想说你给耶稣什么。
Do not think that you're giving Jesus Christ anything.
如果你给耶稣什么，其实你还没有上道，还没有开始。
If you think that you're giving Jesus Christ something, then you have not learned the lesson.
这里的舍己不是说你好像耶稣那样子把自己给了耶稣，是错的。这个时候是 deny yourself， 把自己什么否认掉。
And so to deny yourself is not to give yourself to Jesus Christ, but to get rid of yourself.
我在侍奉当中
In my servitude,
感谢神大家对我很好
Everyone has been good to me
那如果不小心你自己误会以为人家好像在网上骂你
However, if someone is talking bad about you on the internet
这时候你就想其实你本来就应该被骂
Then you'll think, oh yes, I should be rebuked
有一个长辈这样教我
他已经离世了。An older minister told me that he has passed away already.
说当传道很少会直接被骂，很少。人家骂，如果你做得很不好，人家是可能背后讲，或是回家跟太太讲。
And for a pastor, many times they are not rebuked face to face, but it might be behind your back or to their wives at home.
人家如果不小心讲你了
，If they spoke bad about you.
如果不是真理的
，If it's not concerning the truth，
真理一定要争取到底。
关于
你当这个是哑巴狗
，Because you have to make sure to pursue the truth to the end。
这是也是第一圣殿到第二圣殿那个 一个关键，就是当时的先知、祭司、长官都成亚巴国了，所以亚巴的国，所以整个国家就灭亡了。
And so, because all of them have all the priests and Levites, all of them have become.
Become, 那个狗不会叫。
Mute dog. Okay. And they have all become mute dogs, and that is why, as a result, the Israelite kingdom was destroyed.
那如果人家说你骄傲。
And if someone says that you are proud.
嫉妒。
You are envious.
讲到无趣。
And that you are sermons are uninteresting.
那你就要自己承认，并且要悔改，要你不要说，那你好到哪里去啊
？You need to reflect on yourself and not say that. Oh, how great do you think you are？
有时候，你再回一定要回到原点。
You need to go to the original point。
心里不平的话，你可能没有 deny yourself， 没有。
If you do not have peace in your heart, then you might not have denied yourself。
你的小头一直要伸出来吗？
And because your head wants to peek out.
我是讲我。
I'm talking about myself.
但是你一定要先在十字架面前，在耶稣面前要否认你自己。
However, you have to deny yourself before the cross of Jesus.
并且是在耶稣面前诚心的，不是假装的。
And to genuinely just deny yourself, not fake.
是你的存在就是这样子的。
That your existence is like this.
不是你。就是要表现出来，或是你要维持一个什么形象而做出来的。
And it's not that you're trying to show off, or that you're trying to portray yourself in a certain way.
这个是最大的一个考验。
And this is the greatest test.
因为从小人家教我们。
Because we have learned since young.
七年级的时候画一个那个什么，一个豆，一个长豆啊。时代在你的青年的手中啊！青年创造时代，时代考验青年。
Wheel, oh, and in school you might have created a very nice wheel.
人家教我们，就是一个平凡的人，只要有梦，这个梦就让你伟大。
And that you learn that oh, if you have a dream, then you should reach for your dream.
所以很多人在追梦。
And so many people are chasing after a dream.
八年前。
8 years ago,
那个奥巴马出了第一本书，他一上来就“我的梦成真”，那么厚是 paperback， 你们可能有看过。
8 years ago, when
那时候我刚好在迪拜。
And 8 years ago, when Obama came out to be president, he had a huge book that says that he has fulfilled his dream.
你们都是在美国的西部。
And you are all in the West.
Go West.
Oh,
这是美国精神啊
And this is the American mentality.
梦让你伟大
That having a dream makes you great.
所以你来了
So when you have come.
好像凯撒一样 Vinivedivici 我来了我看见我征服了
Like Caesar, I saw, I conquered.
I come, I see, I conquered. 那你想说，我神学生来了，为主牺牲啊，你舍己了，其实那个是颠倒的，
or,
会害死你。
Or you think that you are a theological student that you have come and you have sacrificed. If you have this type of mentality, it will kill you.
来当传道不是来做一个事业。
And so here it is not to be a pastor. It's not a profession.
不是来圆梦。
It's not just to fulfill a dream.
不是来为了一个理想来拼。
And it is not to pursue after your ideal.
你已经把自己 deny 掉了，你根本没有自己啊，你还有什么好拼的呢
？You have already denied yourself. What is it that you have to pursue after?
那接下来梁传道给我们讲的。
And after that, Pastor Zhang has told us.
那我们来，好，我们看那个约翰福音十二章二十六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 12, verse 26.
你来了。
You have come.
就是要跟耶稣
And it's to be with Jesus
要跟从耶稣就是要先舍己啦
And so to follow Jesus is to deny yourself
舍己你不要跟耶稣那个舍己一样中文翻的实在我不会讲就是两个都是翻舍己以中文来讲但是是差太远了
However it's to deny yourself is not the same as when Jesus Christ denies himself
主耶稣是所谓的舍己是他把自己给我们。
For Jesus Christ, He denied Himself by giving Himself to us.
耶稣多大多丰富啊！
How great and how powerful, how abundant is Jesus Christ?
他是神啊，他充满宇宙，他道成肉身来，哇，他太丰富了。你有什么？
And He is because He is God. He's created the heavens and the earth. He is bountiful. What are you?
不要把耶稣的舍己跟你的舍己并排啊！其实中文是一个。误导
So you cannot compare your own and denying yourself to when Jesus Christ denies himself. It is not equal.
你跟耶稣了
So you follow Jesus Christ.
那若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。等于是先跟从再服侍。所以你跟从之后，接下来你是服侍的。
And so after you follow Jesus Christ, then you serve.
那我在哪里，服侍的人也要在哪里。
And where I am, there my servant will be also.
你是服侍的，你是一个仆人啊。
You are a servant. You serve others.
所以你当传道要做什么
？So as a pastor, what are you doing?
我自己在想，就是为小孩子倒一杯水。
And I think for myself is to pour water for the children.
给小朋友抱一抱。
To hold and hug the children.
给那个不太会走路的人帮他走一下。
To help those who are unable to walk.
这才是服侍嘛，你服侍耶稣。
And this is what it means to serve and to serve Jesus Christ.
马太福音二十五章那个分别那个说哈、哦，就是坐在最小的那个，就是生病的那个，这是服侍了，不是做一个伟大的事业。
And in Matthew, it tells us that the one who is sits at the lowest seat, the one who serves, is the greatest.
那你服侍主耶稣了。
And so then you follow and serve Jesus Christ.
这边说我父必尊重他
And my father here says my father will honor
我一直在想希望被神尊重但是不断要回想是不是有舍己了
However if we want our father to honor us we have to continue to think have we denied ourselves
我有时候说真的要睡觉以前我会抹一抹脸
And sometimes before I go to bed I will rub my face
那起来有时候抹一抹
And sometimes when I wake up, I'll also rub my face.
因为一节经节一直在我脑里面，那个马拉基书第二章。
And because one verse is always in my mind, Malachi chapter 2.
这是特别啊，当传道之后。
And so especially after becoming a pastor.
神把诫命传给我们。
God has given us His commandments.
那一定要听。
We need to hear it.
一直要学习啊。
Continue to learn.
不只是当神学生实习，一直学习啊。因为这个是你这个本来就是你应该做的。
Not just a theological student, but this is what we ought to do.
一定要放在心上。
We need to put this in our heart.
你是服侍的，你是仆人，绝对你没有荣耀的。
You are a servant. You serve others. You do not have your own glory.
不要夺取神的荣耀。
Do not take glory from God.
有时候当传道越当越感觉吃人越多。
And as,
实在是那个什么，所谓以后奖赏，其实我自己呢，别的传道实在太好了，我真的很羡慕他们，自己吃掉别人太多。
And as a pastor, I feel like I have eaten too much of other people.
那没有呢？神会咒诅啊。
Because if not, God will curse.
不但这些讲祭司啊，不但没有祝福，咒诅。
Not only will these priests not receive blessing, but they will be cursed.
那做主有时候是就是这样子一句话，但是呢，现在是把你们牺牲的粪抹在你们的脸上。
And however, it says that.
第三节。
Oh, in verse 3 it says, and not only curse, but he will spread refuse on your faces.
所以。有时候摸一摸看是不是有大便。
And so you have to touch, rub your face to see if there's refuse on your face.
我们小时候讲的粪就是米田共嘛，意思嘛。中文呢，一个米，一个田，一个共，因为这个粪很难写啊，所以米田共，所以有米田共在脸上。
And so there is refuse on your face.
所以侍奉是一个。神会尊重
And so serving is something that God will honor.
这个 honor 很厉害的
This honor is very powerful.
孝顺父母也是这个字
Because、
同样这个字的
To honor our parents is the same word.
希腊文一样
It's the same
好像在对待 妈妈一样，爸爸一样。
Exactly like how you would treat your mother and father.
另一方面呢
？On another aspect.
有时候感觉起来怎么一脸大便
？And sometimes me feel like how come there is refuge on my face.
所以到现在我还是起来有时候哎看看。
And so sometimes I will wake up and look to see if I have refuse on my face.
为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
Amen.
Amen.
哈利路亚，小姐奉耶稣基督圣名在这边讲几句话。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak a few words.
其实今天晚上的开学典礼，并不是一个很隆重盛大的一个典礼。
And so this opening ceremony is not something that is very grand or glorious.
虽然是一个很小型的一个开学典礼，但是它的严肃性以及它的重要性。是一样的。
So even though it is very simple, however, it is a very serious and very solemn and important.
所以小弟愿意代表基督教会来说几句自勉的话，也顺便作为我们彼此的勉励。
And so I will here to speak on behalf of Cerrito Church and encourage one another.
其实我们真的很感谢神哈，这个喜悦的教会这块小小的土地。才不过一亩多一点点而已。
And we thank God that our the Cerrito Church, which is only one acre. Oh, it's only 1 acre.
所以在这么小小的一块土地上，而且在那么短的时间之内，几年之内，喜悦教会能够在神的带领跟祝福之下，成为能够帮助教会培训工人的一个小小的园地。我们真的非常感谢神。
And we praise and thank God in these couple of years that it can be a place where we can help the workers of God.
想到现在神学生他们上课的地方。
Like where the theological students are currently studying.
其实小弟看了一下，我们到2004年就开始动这个念头，希望能够有一个新的一个设备。
And we know that in 2004, we already hoped and started the planning process for this new facility.
经过了整整七年的时间。
And after 7 full years.
到2011年才正式的落成开始启用。
And in 2011, we finally broke down and began the construction.
9月1号，2011年是第一次神学生在这边上课的日子。
And in 2011, September of 2011 was the first time that theological students came here to study.
所以时间很快，到现在一算都已经6年半，快7年了。
And so time passes very quickly. That it's almost seven years.
真的像传道所说的。神为协助教会的弟兄姐妹们预备了这么好的这个学习跟服侍的。机会。
And like the pastors have mentioned that it has given Cerrito Church members an opportunity to serve and to learn.
如果小弟记得不错的话，大概在5-6年前，在这个世界代表大会的时候，就已经提到了所谓的扩张地界这么一个观念。
And if I remember correctly, 5 or 6 years ago during the World Delegates Conference, I was discussing about how to spread the gospel throughout the world.
就是以赛亚书54章2节所告诉我们的。
And it is like it is written in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2.
这几年来，这个字眼就是扩张地界要能够张大我们的幔子，这几句话常常听到。
And to enlarge the place of your tent and stretch out the curtains of your dwellings.
因为我们知道现在世界的整个的潮流跟现象，我们知道把福音传开真的是首要之急。
And so we know right now with the trends of society that to preach the gospel is very difficult.
而且从这个1976年到现在2016年、2017年，已经整整40年多一点了。
And from 1976 until now, it is 40 years.
在美国的本土上，从一间教会到现在有30间之多。
That from one church in the U.S. to have close to over 30 churches.
杨传道也说，美总缺少工人，全世界各地都缺少工人。
We know, and Pastor Lang has shared that we lack workers here in the U.S. but also all around the world.
我们真的很感谢神啊，能够让陈弟兄跟杨弟兄。能够对神的呼召有这样积极的回应。
And we thank God that Brother Chin and Brother Yang have this willingness to follow the calling of the Lord.
他们决心献身服侍主的这种意念，值得我们每个人佩服。
And they have made the determination to offer themselves to the Lord, and this is something we can learn from.
小弟只知道尼西弟兄的父亲就是我们所尊敬的陈天球。传道。
And we know that Brother Nixi's father is Pastor T.K. Chin.
那陈传道在世界各地，尤其是非洲，真的到处都有他的脚踪。
And we know for Pastor Chin, he has really worked, and especially in Africa.
小弟还不知道他的背景跟家庭状况，希望呢在这段时间能够更认识他。
And I don't, I would like to know more about his family and his family background.
可是杨弟兄要离开这个另外的一半 Deborah 还有两个孩子 John 跟 Ivan 很不容易。
And so Brother Yang had to leave his wife as well as his two sons John and Ivan.
如果我们自己想想，把家庭放在一边来侍奉神，真的很不容易。
And if we put our family aside to serve the Lord, it's very difficult.
我们的侯传道也是一样。
And Pastor Ho is the same.
那尤其在今年，我们真耶稣教会要庆祝成立教会100周年的时候。
And this year is a True Jesus Church Centennial.
陈弟兄跟杨弟兄他们的立志跟献身它的意义显得格外的重要。
And so Brother Chin and Brother Yang's servitude is even more important.
虽然他们才刚开学一天而已。
Even though it has only been the first days.
但是我们现在已经有点迫不及待，有点想这个已经是迫不及待，想要拭目以待，他们赶快学成，赶快投入服事的行列。
However, we really hope that they could serve the Lord and be part of a ministry soon.
也能够做出寻找跟牧养这个主耶稣的羊群的这样的任务。
And to search for and pastor the sheep of God.
我们都相信他们一定有像在以赛亚书50章4节所说的。
And it is, I believe that they all have what is recorded in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
有要受教者的耳跟受教者的舌。
That they have the tongue of the learned and that they have the ear that is awoken.
相信他们在这段时间里面，未来的3年里面。可以成为真的主耶稣的精兵。
And so I hope that in these 3 years that they can really become a soldier for the Lord.
精兵在圣经里面提到好几次。
And the soldier, spiritual soldier is mentioned many times in the Bible.
我们也希望我们都能够成为主耶稣的精兵。
And we all hope that we can be part of this army of God.
在以赛亚书11章2节提到了三种灵。
And in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, describes 3 types of spirit.
小弟也代表教会也希望也恳求神把这样同样的灵加在他们的身上。
And I hope that these spirits can come upon them.
如我们看以赛亚书11章2节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
我们看到三种灵。
We see 3 spirits.
一个有智慧和聪明的灵。
Wisdom and understanding.
谋略和能力的灵。
Counsel and might.
知识和敬畏神的灵。
And the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
这三种灵今天好像特别特别的重要。
And these 3 spirits are especially important.
因为整个的世界在大大的变化当中。
Because the world is greatly changing.
因为对我们青年的一代挑战是越来越大。
Because for the youth it is more and more difficult.
要把年轻的一代从世界各样的诱惑当中把他们拉出来，让他们归向神所需要付出的比以前要大得更多。
And to pull the youth out of the world and to have them follow the Lord is more and more difficult.
当然很多很多的挑战。
And there are many, many difficult.
但是我们很快的提一个我们就可以知道其他的整个的现象。
However, through one example, we can understand all of them.
在这十几二十年里有一个新的病 这个名字可能诸位听过。
And in this past 10-20 years, there's a new illness that we might have heard of.
有点像大概30-40年前的这个艾滋病差不多哈。
And it's like 30-40 years the AIDS.
但这个病叫做 IAD.
And however, this illness or sickness is called IAD.
就是 Internet Addiction Disorder.
And this is
就是上网成瘾症。
And this is called Internet Addiction Disorder.
所以加上这个网络的发达以及科技的这种诱惑，我们怎么样把这个青年的一代能够让他不要患这样的病症呢？
And so for the youth at the time who have this great temptation from the internet, how do we bring them away from it?
我们都知道网络本身是不是一件坏事。
We know that internet itself is not a bad thing.
它也有很多的资讯，我们可以学习。
And there's many ways of communication that we can learn.
我们的沟通也比以前快得多，快得多。
And it's faster for us to communicate.
可是问题如果我们过度的去上网的话，就让我们的整个的判断力、独立思考能力就越来越弱了。
However, if we continue and become addicted, then as a result, our sense of logic is decreasing.
那么几年前，这个《时报周刊》的封面就一个黑色的封面。
And a couple years ago, there was a black.
中间画了一个蜘蛛网一样的模模糊糊的东西。
Black on the cover of a magazine that had, and then it had a spider web in the middle.
那一期的整个的这个主题就是叫做 the dark web, 就是黢黑的网。
And the front focus of that magazine was the black web.
从小弟最近所读到的这个所谓的上网的这种。过分的这种过瘾症已经变成了所谓的这个叫做数据海洛因 digital heroin.
And so this overuse of the internet has become like a digital heroin.
它的严重性跟影响力实在是超乎我们所能想象。
And it's very serious, and it is more influential than what we can imagine.
所以我们需要更多的神的工人能够来帮助我们来面对这样的一个世界。
And we need more and more workers to help face this type of difficulty.
在希伯来书5:14有两个字小弟很喜欢的。希伯来书5:14。
And Hebrews chapter 5:14.
这也是我们要教导人如何练得通达这是第一个。第二个是分辨好歹。
And so, but those solid food belongs to those who are full of age, as those who by reason used have their senses exercised.
所以我们也求神能够将他的我们刚才所提到的三种灵大大的能够赐给我们这两位新的神学生。
And we pray that the Lord may give the spirit of the Lord that the three that we have described to upon the two theological.
我们也同时恳求神。我们也同时恳求神。
And we continue to ask God.
愿神的话能够建立他们。
That the word of God can establish them.
神的爱充满他们。
And that His love can fill them.
神的脸光照他们。
That His face may shine upon them.
神的智慧能够引导他们。
And that His wisdom, God's wisdom, may guide them.
神的能力保护他们。
And that God's power can protect them.
神的微笑鼓舞他们。
And that may God's smile continue to hold them.
让神的恩典能够在他们他们的整个的四周包围他们，保护他们。
And may God's grace surround them and all around them.
不久以前我们在读这个士师记的时候。
And before we were reading the book of Judges.
读到了一个女先知底波拉的事。
And we read a prophetess Deborah.
在这个士师记5:21里面有他的一首诗里面的一句话。
And in one of her songs, there is in chapter 5.
如果我们看士师记5:21。
If we turn to Judges chapter 5, verse 1.
这里提到了基顺古河 the torrent, the ancient torrent of Kishon.
And here it says the ancient torrent of Kishon.
这里说基顺古河把敌人冲没，我的灵应当努力前行。
And it says that, verse 21, that the torrent of Kishon swept them away, that ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon.
所以这就是说我们如果真的愿意顺服神的时候，神的力量，他的灵就会在后面推动我们，引导我们，让我们毫无所惧。都能够成就我们所成就的。
Here it says that if we're willing to serve, then the Lord will push our souls so that we can continue to march on forward.
也会赐给我们意外的平安。
And to give us peace.
当老约翰在写信给这个该犹的时候
，And when Elder John was written writing to Gaius.
老约翰自己说：“这是我所爱的，他最疼爱的该犹。”
And this is to say that this is the Gaius who I have loved.
我们请看约翰三书第二节。
Let's turn to Third John, verse 2.
我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Verse 2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
所以小弟希望我们协助教会弟兄姐妹们都一样的这样祝愿他们。
And so I hope that all the brothers and sisters can also do this for them.
跟他们一起虽然不能在课堂学习，我们一样的在这边每天都在学习当中。
And that even though we may not be with them in class, we can learn with them together.
让我们能够把我们的力量合在一起，能够在协助教会这边将神兴起。
And so put our strength together and to really prosper.
Let God arise.
Oh, let God arise.
我们这个教会人力物力都很有限。
And so here, even though we might be limited in material or in manpower.
我们很高兴这边是一个小小的一个学习的环境。
We know that we are happy that this is a small learning environment.
可以让他们在这里安心的学习。
So that they can quietly learn here.
但是一定有很多我们服务不周到的地方，也希望他们包含。
However, there will be areas where we are not able to adequately provide, so we hope they.
如果有什么特别我们可以做的事情，也请他们告诉我。
And if there's things that we can specially do for them, we may ask them to.
所以以上这些话主要是自勉的话，也作为我们共同的勉励。
And so I hope these words are to encourage one another.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们感谢我们两位传道一位执事所给我们的勉励。
And we praise and thank the two pastors and deacon that has encouraged us.
希望这番信息呢能够成为我们的帮助。
And I hope that these messages can help us.
那我们更了解跟从主耶稣基督的重要性。
So we can understand the importance of following Jesus Christ.
那我们可以真的像圣经所说的来舍弃自己。
So that we can like what it says in the Bible and deny ourselves.
那我们一起来成为主的仆人，来服侍弟兄姐妹。
So we can be a servant of the Lord and serve one another.
跟他们一起为真理做工。
And to work for the truth.
我们现在一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing hymn.
118首。
118.